Hey brother, how are you?
Yo, what's up there, Slicker dude?
Thank you.
What's up there, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
What's up there, Terraria boy?
Oh. You're like my ball and
You've been
chain.
hooked. You've been hooked on Terraria.
Yeah, do you know who else has been?
Me.
Yeah.
It's just so funny because typically with games, sometimes you burn out, but lately you've been like, oh, I really want to play Terraria. Like, you keep messaging me, you're like, all right, we got to get on and play. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, because I haven't played the game in a long time, and once you start playing, you can't stop playing. I could not stop
Well,
playing that game for probably a couple more weeks.
and we were playing what, Minecraft for a while, and then we just kind of burned out. We just stopped. Like, we were doing Minecraft for a long time, building that world, and we haven't played it. I want to get back into that too.
Minecraft?
But yeah, I remember we were playing that like every night, and all of a sudden we
Well,
just stopped playing it.
okay. And this is why, and this is how I'll play Minecraft again with you. You have a PC build now. We're gonna buy the Java version of Minecraft,
And what, you want to do
and
the
we're gonna
mods?
start a hardcore world.
Oh God, dude.
And that's the
You know
run. That's how
we're
we're
gonna
gonna
be
get
so
into it.
bad.
And
Dude,
that's
I'm gonna be
fine.
sweating when we play.
And
Do you realize that,
we're
right?
and that's completely fine
I'm not
because
joking.
you're gonna get a camera. And I'm gonna see the sweaty face, and I'm gonna see you clenching your face once we die every single 3 hours
Except
because we're
when
gonna
we
be.
die, yeah, we have to make a new world every time.
And that's fine because that's how we learn.
Speaking of which, I've been looking for the Logitech cam that you have. I'm looking for it on their website for it to come back in stock.
Can you just put like an email notification down? Put your name on the list or something?
I think I might be able to. Yeah, notify me. Oh, wait. Does it let me order it?
I think
Yeah,
you
it'll
might
let me
just need to
do it.
order it and
Let
get that
me
sucker
try
in
it
there.
on. Well, I can't because it's still out of stock. I keep checking it and doesn't have a notify on that one. Let me check Amazon real quick.
Honestly, is it cheaper to get one of those small point and shoot cameras and just have that set up with a tripod?
It's not cheap. I was actually leaning
Because
toward buying a GoPro and just doing that, but that's not cheap either,
But you have
unfortunately.
to have something set up and plugged into power at all times. Can you do? Because like I know streamers have
The
like those
GoPro could.
smaller cameras, like nicer cameras with like a higher aperture.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but
And
they're not cheap. I was looking at them, like a mirrorless and stuff like that. Like they're still a couple hundred bucks, maybe even like the lowest end. But they have the C920 on Amazon, but it says arrives July 31st, between August 5th, and it's 125. It's got an extra $25 premium on top of it from Logitech's site.
I don't know, man. I
So,
mean, you could just do
and I know the
those
quality of
other
that camera is really
cameras.
good.
I
No,
mean,
man, they're not good looking.
not good looking, but you just need something that's 1080p.
No, but the thing is, they're not great. Like they're not great builds. Actually, I just found this other one on here for $90. Looks pretty decent.
Yeah, I didn't even think about until just this moment about the some other point and shoots or other dedicated hand cameras that you could just set up on a tripod and then you could use it for other
I just don't
adventures, you
want
know,
to
when you
spend that
go
much money,
travel.
you know? I don't
Well,
want to
I
spend that much
mean,
money.
if you were going to spend closer to what it is for the Logitech anyway, might as well look to
Because I know what
what
I'm
else is in
getting.
that
I know what
realm.
I'm getting with the Logitech for the $100,
Yeah.
but you have to spend, like I'm telling you, like if you want to get any decent camera, you got to spend a few hundred more
Or even finding one that's
and
used,
enter
you
that.
know.
Well, maybe if I was hunting around, but I'd much rather, like, I have other things I need to buy, so that's not like top priority. Just the camera,
Maybe
like I need
check
the peripherals too.
if you, I don't know how much you're willing to search or look, Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace for the Logitech cameras. Maybe you could
I
find one.
could actually check Facebook. You're right.
See if someone's just gonna sell like their computer or stuff, they might have one, or just like Logitech cameras
Right.
and stuff like that. Because a lot of people have those. It's not like it's a new product or anything.
Why do you not want to stream till we have our both cams set up?
No. Or... I was just saying, like, because I was thinking we'll definitely play Minecraft again and start hardcore, but I know you wanted to get
everything's a cam just so out of stock because of COVID. Everybody's working from home, so all the webcams are snatched and all the prices shot up double or over double, which is so silly, but that's how it works.
Supply and demand,
But all the companies. Yeah, so tell me the story you want to tell me about your with your part that you order, your like suspension or something.
Some what happened was it's not like a really entertaining story. It's kind of sad, but it's like I bought so. Just recently, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I was driving my car and I was like, oh, like the front suspension needed some work. Cause I noticed when I was driving, it was like creaking and making some more noise than it usually does. And I recently did the whole front brakes, which I sent you pictures of recently, the front rotors and pads. They weren't really needed to be done. Like they were like half life. So, but they were making a ton of noise. They were super squeaky. So I took them apart and I ordered them, and the parts were super cheap, but did them, didn't take me very long. So I have fresh brakes in the front and they're pretty like brand new in the rear as well. So, so I redid all the stuff in the front, but when I did that, obviously I took a look at all of the front suspension, the struts, cause it's a McPherson strut in the front and the lower control arm and stuff like that. I took all the bushings and check everything out, right? Just to do a quick visual inspection. I didn't take my big wrenches out or anything to check the bushings to check for wear, but you could tell everything was original. So like if you ever bought a car, it's really easy. You could take the wheel off and, or even without it, you can get underneath and you could check all the bushings with like, if the car is up, lifted off the ground, you could check the wear of the bushings. You can see if they need to be replaced, or you can check like wear, see if they're cracked or anything. And that's without even driving. If you drive it, you could see if there's wear in the front suspension, right? Because it'll be really clunky, won't be smooth, stuff like that. But you could, if you just drive it, you won't know exactly where it's coming from. You might know, oh, the top of the strut tower is worn because it's just a rubber bushing against the metal, stuff like that. So it's a lot of really cool things you can denote to see what needs to be replaced or not, instead of just going to a mechanic and being like, oh, this needs to be replaced, when really only maybe half of it needs to be replaced and you save a ton of money, you know what I mean? So I was driving the day and I noticed that, and it was a time when the house was actually we had like a showing, or was it, it was the inspection, that's what it was. So I had to be out of the house for a few hours. So it was the same time when I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take the mechanic, I know exactly what needs to be done, but I was gonna take my mechanic just to have him take a look. I'm put on the lift because I don't have a lift, to have him take a look at, so that check the suspension components. And he literally told me exactly what I knew was wrong with it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he gave me a breakdown of the prices that he had. And I was like, okay, I understand. And then I left, right? So I knew what was wrong. And he gave me his price breakdown, which was way more expensive anyway. But I was like, okay, I ordered all the parts myself. And then I was like, cool, I'll do it. So then fast forward to me getting only half the parts in, because it's another story, is I never got the other parts, which is super annoying. They got stuck in Texas because they had to order them from another warehouse. But what ended up being wrong was my front struts were worn. Like they were pretty much probably the second set they were ever on, or maybe the original set. And they're just, you know, old, right? Suspension components last a really long time, but I have higher miles in my car. So I was like, oh, I'll put them in. They're super easy to replace on my Honda. So it's probably same for your car as well, depending on what the suspension is. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And the front struts were the first thing I was going to do. And then the other parts were the lower control arms, which are also pretty easy to do, but I didn't have all the parts in. So I was like, I'll just do the front struts. So I literally took the whole car apart. Jacked it up, set it all up, everything. Started to take all the bolts off, and the lower bolt for the front suspension is it was like stuck into a place that you couldn't get hand tools. So I like tried to get the big breaker bar, tried to get in, didn't work. So I took all the air tools out that dad has, that he's giving me. I took them all out, set everything up. Couldn't get any of those in because the freaking tools are too big.
How do you get in there?
So I literally put it in like 3/4 in, and I knew I was going to fuck up the bolt, and I literally put it on, and I put it on super low power because I was like, if this messes it up. Yeah. I was going to get a fucked up the bolt. Cause it's that impact gun. It's meant for like taking off like the studs or the, the nuts for your wheels, and I literally just like messed up the bolt even more, the nut on the bolt. So I was like, okay, well, I could either continue to use my hand tools or go on the other side of the suspension, which is where the bolt is, and then I have to use my wrench to take it. So it would be super slow. So I was in about 3 hours at that point, and it should have only taken me 3 hours to do the both sides because it was only like 6 bolts per side. So that's how simple it was. And I couldn't even get the nut off. It was, if I could have gotten that nut off, I would have been done putting my shirt that side, right? So I literally was like, well, this is it. I can't do anything. Put it all back together, put everything, you know, put the car back down on the ground, like took the jack stands out and everything. And was like, well, I literally know how to do it. And if I had the other parts, I could have done the other parts too, but I literally don't have the tools to do it. You know how it was just so frustrating. So fast forward to the next day, because it was Sunday, the mechanic wasn't there. So, it was then Monday. And then I went to the mechanics at 8 a.m. Literally was like, there was nobody there. I literally was just like, here are the parts. I'm just going to pay for you to put them in. And I had to do an alignment anyway, because you're removing suspension components and you're, you know, changing the camber and caster and toe and stuff of the front suspension. So we had to do an alignment. And I just waited because I was going to wait to get my car excited on how many other we get home, right? And I just read Supermarket Logic's book, right? I read that while I was there. And book,
by the way,
that's how I got like halfway through it, because I was just sitting there reading it, which was so good. I got so into the book at that point. And he was like, cool, you know, it's done. I paid for the labor and alignment, which was stupid because I already spent money on the parts, which was I was going to just do myself, but didn't have the tools. And the tools I know I need are at least $300-$400 to get the right tools. So it's like so frustrating. So after that, I literally get in the car and I drive home. I just start to drive home. Like, I was going to get my car washed. I'm going to go drive home. And then I still hear the same creaking and clunking in the front suspension. I was like,
so he never fixed it, or he didn't find the other issue.
So, and I checked to make sure they actually replaced the struts and everything. I was like, okay, everything is replaced that needs to be replaced. It's like, cool. And it's still happening. And I'm like, okay, what is happening? It's not like, you know, the springs need to be worn or anything like that. They're all brand new parts. And I ordered decent parts. You know, I knew what I was ordering. So I take it back and I was like, this is what's happening. What's wrong? So they took out the lift and I went in the back and I talked to the mechanics about it. And I was like, okay, I understand what happened. You know, what else needs to be replaced? You know, I was just giving him, you know, my whole rundown. And he was super honest with me. And he's like, well, this is what else needs to be replaced. And it was a lower control arms, which I already knew needed to be done. But he showed me like the play that was in them. And he's like, this is the only other thing that's causing the problem. And I was like, well, I already know this. And he's like, well, that has to be it then. And I was like, well, I can't do it yet because I don't have the other parts because they're on order. And so he's like, yeah, well then, you know, it just kind of sucks. So that's still the last thing I have to do. I just got the last part today. I had to chat with the online support to get my last parts, but it's not a big deal.
Jeez. Okay.
But it's just kind of a silly runaround to just get that last thing done. Yeah. But it sucks when you know what needs to get done. Right. Yeah. No, exactly. I got to take it back and I could do the last part, but then I still need the right tools to do it. Cause you need like hefty tools to replace parts.
Well, in the plus they can see it easier too with a lift. And so you go crawling underneath the car in the garage. They can see it way easier.
Right.
When they lift it up, you know?
And I don't have that, you know, I'm only lifting off the ground.
It's way different when you're looking at, when you're rolling underneath the car on the ground.
So, it's just different when you know what to do and you have, you know, the time to do it, some time to do it, you set some time to do it and then you still can't get it done. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'll have to either just not do it yet until I have to borrow someone else's lift and some tools or have to pay someone else to do it, which is kind of annoying because you're just throwing away money, you know, but that was kind of my story. If I get some time, maybe I will do it, but we'll see. So
you liking that car? And what's the car that you got
for our listeners? It's an 09 Honda Civic SI. It's nice. It drives really nice. I like it because it's manual.
My coworker has the same car, by the way.
Yeah, it's is it a coupe that he has or
the he has the four door.
Oh yeah, the Forder is definitely way nicer, I think. But I just was so happened to get the coupe, which is fine. But I don't like the way that it looks at all, really. But it's
because the long doors.
No, oh yeah, they're huge, but yeah, the back end is not like very good. Yeah. Yeah. But it's fine. I like other parts of the way that it looks, but it's, I wanted it to be manual. I wanted that year and that body style because it's one of the best body styles, the 8th gen Civic. And it's super reliable. I've replaced so many parts on it so far, and it looks way better than it did when I first got it. And it will last a super long time, especially for the metal model I bought it for. And now that I'm replacing the last couple suspension components on the front end, it will probably be in really good shape. I mean, it's at the mileage where it's needing parts to be replaced because it gets to that point. And then after that, it'll probably last 80,000 more miles without needing new parts. But that's what you get for a used car, you know? So
of course you're kind of jumping in wherever they left off with the work. Right. On exactly. It, so picking up where they left off. But myself, I've been, ever since we saw the release for the 2021 Bronco last week, I've been looking at YouTube videos ever since, like, of like first showings, and like people can get like minimal tours and stuff like that, like across the nation. They have like random prototype vehicles they dropped off, and that's pretty much all I've been thinking about. Like, I want that car, Hunter, so bad.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm actually so, you mentioned this right now, one of my friends who is an engineer, he has a job at an engineering firm nearby. I talked to him often. He just put a reservation in for a two-door Bronco, one of the, I forget what the spec is. It's one of the higher specs, which I'm very surprised he got one of the higher specs, because it's literally against everything he owns and cares about right now. He's got like three project cars that are super bare bones, super cheap, that he just completely chops up and just rebuilds himself. And whenever I buy it, like when I bought the Audi, he was like, why are you spending so much money on a nicer car to just put more money into like modify or whatever? And I was like, oh, well, that's what I like. I want to start out with something nicer to fix up, or, you know, make look the certain way that I like, because that's how I like to do things. Or maybe I will buy something that's cheaper, like I bought the Civic, and to put fix in a certain way. Like, I'm not going to make it look nice. Like, I'm going to keep it OEM plus. I'm not going to
like, you can like customize it if you ever wanted, but yeah.
Right. But like, I'm making it look how it should be from OEM. I'm not going to make it look like the Audi did. Right. You know what I mean? It's different. Different cars are going to be different. Every build's going to be different.
Yep.
Same thing with when you buy a Bronco, but then he buys this Bronco and he's literally going to put an order in, which he's like, I didn't realize this, cause I didn't go through the reservation process. He's like, because production's not until 2021, you spend $100, which you can literally get back a day before they release. You will get the refund on the reservation.
It just holds your spot if you want to. Yeah, all it does is it holds your spot to buy the car in the fall.
Right. It's the same thing with the Cybertruck.
It's holding your spot to buy a car, and then that buying the car, you won't even get till next year. You know what I mean? Like, you're prepaying for a vehicle that comes out spring 2021.
Yes,
the Sport comes out late this year, but
which I like better. I like the four door better, which I've told you.
Oh, about. The Sport.
Yeah, I like the four door better than the two door.
Well, the four door is fine. Like, I'm just saying, the Sport version that they're putting out is like the Ford Escape. They're building on the Ford Escape.
Yeah, the Bronco Sport is the two door. Is it not?
No, they make a lot of them in two and four. Like the base is two. And four, I think.
Bronco Sport is the SUV to be sold by Ford starting in December 2020.
Yes, but that's not the one I want.
I haven't decided
exactly which build I want, but I was looking more into it after watching all these videos and just like seeing all the cool perks with like, you, I don't know if you realize, but I don't know how much you watched online about it, but there's only one bolt that holds the doors in, one giant bolt. So you can literally take the doors off. You just take the one bolt out and it takes the whole door off. And there's a handle already on the door, so you can grab it easy because they're really heavy.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
If you get the four-door model, the two-door doesn't have this, but that's okay. The two-door is what I want, okay? Two-door's got four seats. The four-door's got five. Just a little more room in the back. Now, if you get the four-door, it's got more trunk space. So the way they did it is if you take all four doors off, they all come with bags that you can literally put in the bags and then put them in the trunk while you're out. So like, if you're, let's say you're like out exploring, I don't know, on the trail, I don't know why you would do this. And you, you know, you're driving on the road, you want the doors on, then you get on the trail, you want to take your doors off. Apparently a lot of people like will either take them off and like tie them to a tree with like a chain or with like a lock on it, or like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do something like that so they don't lose their doors, but also yeah. so that they can don't have to store them in their garage. Cause like a lot of people like might have like a city house, like where they don't have that garage space to store doors. Mm-hmm. They're huge
yeah.
or to hang them or something. So, or have a basement to put them in.
Well, they'll usually put them, I would hope they would put them right. back on. I mean, it's annoying, but they'd put them back on when they get back in the garage and then take them back exactly. off. And, I mean, it's annoying, but.
You'd have to. Well, it's not annoying if you do it.
Don't have the space.
Right, exactly. So like, and I guess apparently Jeep doors are a little bit more of a pain in the butt to get off because it's like more than one bolt to pull out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, you could literally put all four doors in the back of the trunk. So you can get to the trail head or get to your campsite, park, take the doors off, throw them in the bags, throw them in the trunk, boom. As long as your trunk's empty, that is. If your trunk's got something in it, it's not going to work. But they show pictures of it. It's so freaking cool. I'm like, that's – like, it makes me change my mind about the four-door. I'm like, maybe that's, like, a better option because yep.
it's got more room. I definitely like the four-door. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the two-door's nice. It's just more expensive. It's just more expensive.
Two-door's what I want. But, yeah, the trunk space is limited in the two-door. And also, when you lay the seats down – like you could still put some things in there, but it's tight. It's not that big in the back.
Yeah.
You can put like a cooler back there and stuff like that. And like, you know, a couple bags, but
right.
It's, you saw that at the trunk, you can pull out that metal like bed thing that tucks in. So you can like sit on it too and like put something
yes,
on it.
Yes.
Isn't that so cool? Like extends it out like a truck.
Yes. Oh,
they, the things they did, and like, you can like open the back hatch. It opens toward the passenger side.
Yep.
And then somebody asked, they're like, why don't you do open the other way? Like, it seems more convenient to open to the left. They're like, oh, because we don't want it to have the door swing into incoming traffic.
Like, makes
from
sense.
The, you know, from the road. So they put it on the right side so it opens like toward the curb. You know what I mean? If you're parked on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just like, I just keep watching it. It's so cool. And like the fact that you can just get freaking 35-inch beefy muddy tires stock with the car. Like out of factory, like I want them so bad. I'm probably just gonna do that. It's because that's what I'm gonna do with it anyway. If I was gonna buy it stock, so like
no, right? I mean, that's why they have those options, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna pay that like to get it done. It'd be nice. The only issue is that I like told myself I wouldn't buy a car new, so like I don't know if I'm just gonna wait till they, you know, are in the market next year and then people start driving them, leasing them, stuff like that. And then they get like returned come the fall and I can snag one used to save some money on it. Or if I just get it new, which I, like I said, I don't really want to do, but I don't know. I just love it so much. I really, really want to have
it's
the car. So
literally that's so funny that you say that. Car. A couple of my friends, I mean, that's like the finance person inside of you. That's like that because you're like, well, it's the depreciation. Yeah. I mean,
because like but, all these people are reserving this car, right? And this is not just this car. This is a lot of cars. But this is the fact that this exploded because it's been 20 years since the Bronco came out. But the people are putting $100 down. They're going to buy this car new. They're going to get it in March 2021 or whenever it comes out, spring. They're going to get the car. They drive it off the lot with it. It's going to have the specs they want. So the car's already lost 25% of its value the moment they got in that car and took the keys and drove away. And then, like, that's fine. I mean, I'm going to run the car to the ground. I'm going to, you know what I mean? This thing's going to be my baby, essentially, because this is my first new car, right? But I just don't know if I should jump in or hold off. And, like, I could probably hold off. I could do it, but I just, it's, like, it made me excited, you know?
I mean, unless it's on a thing where it's limited production, you know, like, I don't know if you know a lot about the Super that came out, but I don't know
think it will be
or with COVID, they're going to have problems with production. Cause for context, you know, where like not during pandemic times, automotive manufacturers, they come together and they help each other with releasing a car. Right. So like they can get things done faster so they don't have issues with production, stuff like that. Now during COVID, they probably won't have that where automotive manufacturers will come together with workers. They'll share things. They'll share, you know, whatever manufacturing facilities, stuff like that, depending on where it's being manufactured, etc. So now it probably will be, well, they'll have issues with manufacturing. And I probably am foreshadowing this so much right now because that's literally how it is. And watch them set all these orders up, which is great for them because Ford is in a really bad shape right now. I don't know if you've read recently in the automotive marketplace, they're stopping the production of half of their vehicles. They're only going to be like selling their trucks and some of their crossovers. They're not selling or manufacturing any of their cars anymore. They're literally stopping manufacturing because
I did not read that. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Because they're not selling them, and
they've been doing rough for years though. You know what I mean? This isn't like all of a sudden. This is really hurting them with the COVID on the economy. It's hurting.
So think about that. So think about how the Bronco. Hopefully this will save them.
I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Obviously this is huge for them. People are projecting maybe this will save them in some retrospect, and this will like help them put things in some,
this
like,
is going to be a big release because of it being such a like good release for
it's a like, historic like you know.
Just like it, like it, the hype behind it was so big, I guess, for years, and I never even knew it was coming.
Yeah,
and they already had like released what chassis was going to be built on. They already had told some specs on it, but then to see it, and then people are like, it's turning heads to the point where they're gonna get all the people, like a lot of the videos I'm watching on YouTube, they're like, all the people that drive a lot of crossovers and Jeeps and SUVs, this is gonna be the new like option, the substitute. Like,
yeah,
Jeep people that are going to buy Jeeps or want a new Wrangler or just recently bought one, they're like, probably like, crap, like I wish I got this, or like, yeah, I wish I waited because like this is a good alternative
now, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, and it, you just get like more bang for your buck, I feel, or like, I wouldn't say it's like cheaper. I think Jeeps, if you like spec out the Bronco, it's just as much as like the Jeeps. But I think, I don't know.
Starting out, Jeeps are so expensive. They're crazy. I mean, the four-door Bronco starts at $29,000, which I don't know. I don't know if the Jeeps start at a similar price or not, but like.
They start right around that too. Yeah. The two-door.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. The Bronco in the 60s when it came out was literally targeted for the same group of people. It was supposed to be more affordable, not like a crossover, but like a, you know, like an adventure vehicle, which is literally what they're targeting people for right now, which is I don't know, kind of crazy. But anyway, the whole thing that's happening with what I just mentioned was, hopefully it doesn't affect production, and hopefully this turns things around for the company. But I think it's just really interesting that they're doing this right now. And
it is very interesting. Yeah.
It's super, super hyped. And I just hope it's successful. And I hope that the point that I was going to get out earlier was, if it's a limited production or if they have trouble with production, people might buy them and then they could resell them for some crazy markup. That's what happened with the Supra, because that's a limited production. Obviously they didn't produce tons and tons and tons of them. And people, literally what happened was, they bought one and then they sold it, and the markup was $25,000 on it when they put it back on the market, you know, had 500 miles on it, whatever it was. And people bought it because they're like, I want it because it's a specialty. It's novelty item. It's a, you know, Supra, whatever. It's like, that's crazy. People are going to sell these special options Broncos that are probably going to be the same. They're going to be like, oh, I want $25,000 over MSRP of what it is because it's specialty, you know, 2021 version. It's like, I'm sure, because people don't want to wait. They didn't want to wait for a reservation. Oh, I never got my reservation. I want to buy it right now. And that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's, I guess, a different take on maybe what will happen if people buy them. But I'm just really curious to see if that's what will occur.
Yeah, so I'm curious.
Maybe they won't depreciate right away. I don't know, because it's so special. That's my point, I guess.
Because
so,
you're know. Just saying, because like Jeeps hold their value so well. Like the GM, like, I don't know, just like the Jeeps really do hold their value.
Because, but my point is not compared to Jeep, but like, because it's a special release. So maybe your thought of maybe release.
It's just like, it's been 20 years since a car. You, like, I guess it is special. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is special.
Comparing it to like what
it's been a long time with the Supra since this came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's obviously, you, who knows? You can't predict it. But
dude, it's just so funny because I've been so set on getting the Jeep, and then seeing this alternative, I'm like, this is like what I wanted. Like this is actually what I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know I wanted it. I didn't even know.
And then it came out,
and I'm like, oh, holy crap, this is actually what I want. Like, this is actually what I wanted to buy, like, with my money. Like, I'm so willing to throw my money at this. Like, I want it so bad.
Well, maybe that's why it's good that you discovered it then, because that's...
I know. It actually looks better than a Jeep to me. That's my opinion, but I think it looks better than a Jeep. Oh,
I think it does too. I would much rather have this than a Jeep. To be completely honest,
I cannot wait to get
especially
some money tires on it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's way more futuristic looking. Mm-hmm. It's way more modern.
I love how
because
they,
the newer Jeeps don't look good.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Jeeps haven't changed their look in years.
I would much rather have like a 2010 Jeep. You know
but
what I
mean?
Think like
it's
an
so,
older version. Yeah.
Exactly. I think it's so cool that they're like the Wrangler has been the Wrangler forever, right? It hasn't really changed looks too much. It's
definitely
the modernization of it is very subtle. Now this is so cool because it looks like a new car combined with the old front of the original Bronco. And they just mash it together.
Exactly.
Like take all the new perks that everybody wants, but mash it with the old look with the headlights and the front grille. Oh, it looks so cool. And the boxiness is still there of the old original Bronco. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
It makes me, I think a really good point that you made to me, maybe like a week ago or 2 weeks ago was that it looks like a Range Rover or Land Rover crossed with the Bronco, like the old version of the Bronco, which makes it really appealing. The boxy, longer look, like especially for the four-door. So it makes it more like a family car, you know, newer, you know, more of that modern, like, style, but it's got the round headlights like a Jeep would. So you're like, oh, it's like an adventure vehicle too. It's not just the modern grocery getter.
So many cool things on it, like, just
I think they
all
definitely
the attachments and everything.
Yes, yeah, they did a really good job. I definitely commend the design team. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
If you would be surprised if I don't order one. I mean, that's I don't know. It's I'm absolutely
I'm
right there with
it.
You.
Yeah.
My friends were having the same conversation where they were like, I don't know if we should order one or wait because of the first couple of years where they manufacture it, but
yeah, it's gonna take a while for it to come out. And then when they come out, they're gonna be really hot. So I might have to sit back and wait, but that's okay. My time will come, and when my time comes, this is I think what I'm gonna begin.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, if you know the first year comes out, it's a success. They're running great. People are going to be you know driving them and leasing them. And when the lease gets dropped off in the fall, or you know whenever it ends in a year, I'll be the one to buy it used with only 20,000 miles on it, or 15,000 miles on it.
Right.
And
with that
I'll
certified pre-owned warranty,
I'll get it exactly. I'll get that nice warranty, and I'll get a nice discount on that car because it's not new.
Exactly.
And I'll be super happy.
I'm going to definitely so mom just sent me a text. She said she's got a several reservation here for dinner, so
nice.
Tell me what else you want to mention here, and then I'm gonna swoop out.
That's about it. I keep looking at that. Still trying to figure out my mouse and keyboard situation for my new computer, but I'm just taking my time. I'm not in any like rush to order it, but I want to get what works best for my setup and also like what's the most comfortable and also like without breaking the bank. Trying to get, you know, meet all the criteria. It's hard. So I'm doing a lot of research on that.
It's hard, man. We talk about it like
every
day.
I almost bought a Keychron keyboard. I'm not even kidding. I almost bought it today. The one that
you should buy it today. You should just do it and just stop thinking about it.
I didn't do it because then I watched a video after we talked and I saw somebody that had bought it and they're like, yeah, if you intend to do any gaming or anything on this keyboard, you have to use a wrist rest because it's such a high height. He's like, it's going to kill your wrist after 15, 20 minutes of gaming.
Really?
Yep. I'm like, well, this is the main thing that I do on my computer. That's what I built it for gaming. So it's like, if I'm going to be doing long sessions, we play for sometimes for over two hours, whether it's Valorant or Terraria lately. So
yeah,
like,
easily.
I need to be comfortable gaming. So that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to get that. And it doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to get like a certified gaming keyboard, either like a Razer one, because I think they're overpriced for what they are and they're loud. And like, I'm at the point where I might just save my money and just either do a custom or just keep researching to find something that works that's lower profile. Like a Ducky 1-2 or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's
I want to get something comfortable. So Yeah. Or Durgod, maybe. Looking at Durgod again.
There's like we talked about, there's literally just too many options, which is the problem.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of really cheap options too. Like there's like YouTube videos where people are like, you know, 10 keyboards under $50. And it's like, they're all China made. They're all like,
yep.
Yeah. And they're bigger. Giant, so it's like
keyboards, they're cheap plastic. And it's like, all right, well, I want a decent build. I already know I want a small build. 10 keyless is the biggest I'll buy.
Yeah.
And even that's a little big right now. I want that 60%, 65% like sweet spot. And then it's like, do you get one like Keychron's custom keys? Whereas like Razer or a lot of gaming keyboards, they're standard keys, like standard bottom row. So you could buy another key set and they'll work. Whereas like you buy a Keychron, you want to swap out the keys, you got to buy a key set that works for that set because there's like the shift keys cut in half. Things like that. There's extra function keys on it. There's like a light key. Like there's different keys on there that like, you know, aren't a normal keyboard. It's custom built.
Right. Yes.
Which is fine. But I think I might want to switch out stuff and customize it in the future. Want to have that ability.
And then I guess you got to have a variety. You got to have multiple keys, keyboards to fit your mood. That's why people have multiple.
I know.
It's a collection. It's hobby. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got it exactly.
Buy all the parts and buy all the keycaps and you swap it out depending on your mood of the day, pretty much.
Yep. Yep. Dude, and do you know what? It's you mentioning that. I literally try to look up like a way that you can build a rack to hold keyboards and it doesn't exist. No. I literally looked up a way that you can
put them on their shelves though, like display
but
them on
the shelves.
But
how do you display them? Yeah. How?
Just lay them again. Like on
vertically.
The shelf. Like
no. Mm-hmm. I want to do it vertically so you can see it.
Oh, vertically. They put it at like an angle. I've seen people put it
That's what I want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a couple on there. You can view them. You can pull them off. Boom. Bluetooth up. Plug it in. Bad boys ready to go. That's what I want.
Bad boys.
So you're ready to game and you're like, oh, what game am I playing? Terraria? Okay, we're chilling today. I can do a chill game. Oh, Valorant? It's a precision shooter? Okay, we need something stealthy, small, and ready to go. That's what I want.
I see what you're saying. Like depends on what like game you're playing, like what mood.
Right. Stuff. Or you know, you're typing, I'll pull my magic keyboard, I'm typing. I want something slim,
right,
smooth,
low profile.
You know,
easy
low profile.
Use.
Yeah.
And then you gotta constantly swap your inputs all the time on the computer.
But you know, maybe like, that's what you have to do. Yeah, or maybe you just have it set up.
People do is they do wired keyboards so they can do it easily. They keep one cable and they disconnect it with the cable and plug the new cable in.
Yeah, it just, you know.
Like those
you
quick just, disconnect cables with the six pins, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or they just have like a, you know, a USB cable that's stuck to the side of the desk and you just.
Exactly. Yank it out, put it back on the USB-C or whatever and build all their boards off USB-C or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is not bad.
I still got to keep looking around, but. I gotta figure my mouse too. I'm still looking at a bunch of mice that I want to get.
Yeah, I definitely locked in mine. I definitely locked in my mouse, the Viper wireless.
I like that mouse, but I don't want to spend $150 on a mouse. I think it's like expensive.
I can't justify
spending that much money.
I locked it in. Mouse. That's gonna be it. I'm not gonna search anymore. But the keyboard, I will have to. I don't know. I'll keep thinking about the keyboard. Yeah. I'm definitely going to do keyboard and I'm definitely going to do the Magic Trackpad too. And that will be my setup.
Oh, you're doing your Mac setup, yeah.
Yeah, whether it be on two different desks or one. It will definitely be that. Because I'm not going to do Magic Mouse anymore. It's going to be the trackpad for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Magic Mouse is not that great.
But I don't know. Maybe you just stick with your little HP keyboard and you just use that.
I mean, I can. I'm using it. It works fine. It's a little bit big.
I mean, you do pretty well in Valorant, so I don't know what
it's not my keyboard; it's my work. So, like, when I go back to the office, I'll have to take this one back to the office to use.
So you could do mid.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could keep taking it back and forth to home, like I could, but that's stupid. Like, eventually, I'm gonna have to get a keyboard that works for just this computer, and I'd rather have something that's smaller. Yeah. I would love to have wireless, but if I have to get wired, that's okay. I can run the cable. I have the cutout on my desk for it, like the IKEA shelf to like run the cables back. With my other stuff, so it's not a big deal. It won't get in the way or anything. The mouse absolutely has to be wireless. I don't want a wired mouse. I hate that crap.
And you gotta get rid of the one you have right now.
The one I have is $15 from Target. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a crappy little mouse. I've been using both those things for gaming though, and they work. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I proved them wrong. I can do it.
All righty.
All right, man. Enjoy your evening.
I'm going to go get something to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy your dinner.
Let's set up some time to play some games here soon.
Yeah, let me know if you're free later tonight. We can hop on if you want, or even tomorrow if you're busy. Yeah,
that sounds good.
We can, but yeah, if you want to hop on later and play something, we can for sure. Do a Valorant match or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
You can find me, everybody who's listening, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Green Hunter, and my Twitch. I haven't streamed Twitch recently just because I've been moving, but I'll be hopefully soon in a place where I can stream regularly, and it's twitch.tv/MrGreenHunter, and you can find me on there. And Connor and I play regularly, pretty regularly. We'll play Valorant, Terraria, Minecraft, tons of different big titles. So
yeah, we you can watch either of our streams and on Twitch, and we have two Terraria episodes up. We're about to get a third going soon. Yes. And then we're going to be streaming Valorant really soon too.
Yes, absolutely.
Whether it's just the two of us or with friends, but at least we're going to get that started too. But we're just in the middle of transitioning between apartments and new setup. So might be a little bit of on and off
and
online.
And some new titles too. And we're about to play some new titles.
Yep. Talking about a bunch of different things in the works right now that we won't spoil. Until we actually decide what we're going to buy with our money.
Yes. But some good stuff, though. I'm excited.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Co-op stuff. We're talking a lot of co-op.
Lots of co-op.
Cool. All right, man. Have a
good night.
All right,
dude. Enjoy your night, man. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Peace, brother.
Peace, man.